You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Feeding America estimates 1 in 6 children are food insecure in the United States. Local Congressman Salud Carbajal visited Laguna Middle School in San Luis Obispo as part of a tour to address food insecurity on the Central Coast. KCBX's Rachel Showalter was there and has more about what the school is doing to keep students fed.
Laguna Middle School is part of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District, which is running a new federally funded program this year that gives every student access to free breakfast and lunch each day. The Food Services Department works to ensure each meal is nutritious. They also try to ensure the food is sourced locally in San Luis Obispo County. Congressman Carbajal sat down in the school's garden to eat lunch with a group of students and talk about the importance of their meal program.
I wanted to come here to hear from you all what you think of your lunch program. Do you think it should be made available to everyone? No? Do you find that the quality and the taste of the food is good? No?
Congressman Carbajal says these kinds of programs come with a number of benefits.
Parents have more discretionary funding. They have more time with their families because they're not preparing the meals. And the meals are healthy. Not all parents, not all of us know what's healthy and what's not.
Carbajal says sourcing the food nearby also helps boost the local economy and reduce transportation emissions. Ryan Pinkerton is the Assistant Superintendent of Business and Support Services for San Luis Coastal. He says this program helps level the playing field and removes the stigma of getting in line for free food.
The other big thing that came out of this whole thing, especially this year, is, you know, before it was embarrassing to go in line. So now it's, no, everyone's in line.
Erin Primer is the Director of Food Services for San Luis Coastal. She says it's been a 5-year journey to develop this program and put it into action. Primer says she feels this should be a nationwide program.
Every single kid that's sitting here right now, they're assigned a Chromebook that they don't pay for. Why would we not feed them every day? Like, that just seems so basic to me.
School meal funding has significant bipartisan support, but some groups like the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation have said free school meals aren't targeted enough because they don't keep track of which students need assistance. Governor Gavin Newsom recently reached a budget agreement securing free lunch for every student in California. That program will take effect at the start of the 2022-23 school year. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.